Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at @BradentonMarauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast. WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium in Lakeland, Florida, it's the series finale between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Hello, happy Sunday as the Bradenton Marauders go for back-to-back road series wins if they can pick up a win today. They have won the last three games after dropping the first two here in Lakeland. And that would be something else if they can come out here and just dominate on the road in the back end of this 2024 season after they struggled for mightily on the road for most of this season. But again, this is the Marauders pregame show. Thomason's really getting you set for tonight's contest between the Pirates and the Tigers single-A affiliates. Bradenton won their last road series in St. Lucie, winning 5 out of 6. Again, they've put themselves in position today after winning both games of a doubleheader yesterday, 3-2 in 8 innings in Game 1, and then winning 4-3 in the second one, just hanging on there. This is the penultimate road trip, though. They still have one more to go as they end the season on the road in Daytona Beach. Well, it is Sunday, so that means it's time for the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league org report. You'll hear from Jack McMullen and AAA Indianapolis, John Moses, about the week that the Curve had in Altoona as they hit the road to Richmond. And, of course, you'll hear from myself, Thomason Zarella, about the week that was here, if you missed most of it so far. That report is next tier here on the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, it's Sunday, so that means only one thing: a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system on the org report. You'll hear from Jack McBold in AAA Indianapolis, John Moses in AA Altoona, and myself, Thomason Zarella, about the week that was in the Pittsburgh Pirates system. First up, here's Bradenton. That was a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league org this week. Lineups more to come next. With single-A Bradenton, I'm Thomas Cinzarello. Marauders make their penultimate road trip of the season as they visit their friends in the Northeast and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The week started a little bit rocky, dropping the first two games before winning on Thursday. Rain postponed their game until Saturday, and for the first time in 2024, they sweep a doubleheader. Bradenton's roster is up to 7 2024 draft picks now, and they've been relying on some of them heavily offensively. Deuce Scorson has put together a quality week at the plate after reaching base 4 times on Wednesday in the second game of the doubleheader. He ended up reaching base 4 times as well, going 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs, a double, and a run scored. Offensive as well as Marlon Valdez hit his 18th home run of the season, which still puts him in second place in the Florida State League. On the pitching side, Bradenton has seen a number of their arms go up both in the rotation and out of the bullpen, and so there have been some new names that have emerged. Danny Carrion, a 9th-round draft pick out of UC Davis last year, was injured to start the year and then also spent some more time on the injury list this year, but he's finally back healthy and starting to show some results. He carried a 9-plus inning scoreless streak into this week and has continued to pitch well here in Lakeland. With a chance to catch up with Danny to learn more about him, Carrion hasn't been a pitcher for too long, having just converted hear about his story about from being an outfielder and now a pitcher in professional baseball.
My last season at Davis was my first year as a PO. I was an outfielder the first two, and then junior year I started pitching a little bit. My last year, senior year, was my full PO year. Yeah, we had a great new coaching staff come in and take over the program, and they saw a lot more potential in me off the bump than in the outfield. I couldn't really swing it. I wish I could, but I'll be honest, I couldn't. So they wanted to use me as an athlete and on the field somewhere, and the bump was that spot.
Bradenton will look for their second straight road win on Sunday. They send the lefty Michael Kennedy the hill against Rainer Castillo. High noon first pitch here in Lakeland before they head back home for their final homestand of the season against the Tampa Tarpons. With a look at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Zinzarello.
With Double A Altoona, this is John Moses. Heading into the final stretch of the season, the Curve have gotten some high-quality bullpen work from left-hander Jaden Woods. Woods arrived with the Curve after helping Greensboro to a first-half title and immediately established himself as one of the team's most trusted arms in big spots of games. And why not? With a fastball that works from 93 to 95 miles an hour and a wipeout slider, Woods has struck out 67 batters in 50 and two-third innings this year between the Grasshoppers and Altoona. While Woods has had some up-and-down moments with the Curve, he's quite clearly got a chance to be a meaningful left-hand relief arm in the near future in Pittsburgh, something the Pirates have focused on developing in the last few seasons. Drafted out of the University of Georgia in the seventh round just last year, Woods appears to be right on track to be on the big league radar a year from now as he faces the highest competition level of his life during his age 23 season. The fastball has been so key for Woods, who first learned at Georgia that he could have the type of power fastball that plays at the end of games, but has seemingly found his groove with it in the last few outings.
But I'd say I kind of lost that for a while, being able to throw the fastball on top of the zone whenever I wanted to. So I think, you know, working with Nieve, working with Matt Myers earlier in the season, especially kind of now, with Nieve, we made an adjustment a couple weeks ago and kind of went from night and day of being able to command my fastball high rather than throwing it any place in the zone.
Interesting. Okay, tell me more about that little mechanical change you made with your fastball.
And it wasn't even that big of a change. I kind of just changed my wrist. I used to keep a tense wrist when I would throw my fastball and preset my pitches. My wrist would be tense. And Nieve one day came up to me and said, try just relaxing your wrist and see what happens. And from that day on, my fastball has felt more powerful. You know, I've been able to put it at the top of the zone. I feel like as of late, you know, you can probably see, you know, when you're watching the games that most of the swing and misses I have are off that fastball that are right here at eye level.
Altoona wraps up their series with Richmond today at 1:35 and head back to Curve PA on Tuesday to host New Hampshire, where former Pirates farmhand Charles McAdoo is manning third base. With AA Altoona, this is John Moses.
With AAA Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen. The Indians look to secure a series split with the Columbus Clippers this afternoon in Columbus, with first pitch scheduled for 1:35. After dropping the first two games of the series, Indy rode formidable starting pitching back into it on Thursday and Friday, highlighted by the two marquee prospects in the rotation. On Thursday, Bubba Chandler was slow out of the gates. He allowed a three-run home run to Gabriel Arias in the first, but he settled in and fired four scoreless innings on the heels of that. In AAA thus far, Bubba has allowed just those three runs on one swing in 18 innings, striking out 23 and walking just four. His changeup was the key whiff pitch on Thursday night, which now gives him three different pitches that were his most swung and missed at in his first three starts. On Friday, more mastery from Thomas Harrington after he went seven shutout with five perfect to start last week against St. Paul on Saturday. Harrington upped it by an out. He retired the first 16 men he faced on Friday night and finished the day with six innings of one-run ball, allowing just two hits again and carrying a AAA high six. So if you're counting, over his last two starts, Harrington has worked 13 combined innings. He's allowed just one run
and 4 hits while K-ing 8 and not walking anybody. The most encouraging thing, maybe, after sitting 91-92 in his first couple Indy starts, Harrington sat 93 on Friday and topped it 95.4 miles an hour with his four-seam fastball. The Indians have been riding the struggle bus when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position this week. They are hitting a .153. They are 9 for 59 hitting in that situation. But they look to salvage the series split in Columbus today, then an off day, and they host Louisville for 7. Doubleheader on Wednesday, and if schedules hold, we could get Rhett Lauder and Bubba Chandler matching up at Victory Field on Wednesday nights. With Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen.
With Single A Bradenton, I'm Thomas Cinzarelli.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. That was the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league org report. You just heard. Big thank you to Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis and John Moses in Altoona. That would be really exciting if we can get a Rhett Lauder, Bubba Chandler meeting next week for the Indians in Indianapolis. Boy, I wish I could be up there for that one. But lots of baseball to be played here. 2 weeks left after today in the Florida State League season as the Marauders look for a Sunday series victory here in Lakeland, which would be their second straight road win. Both umpires just made their way down from the first base line. It's Gabe Vargas who's calling balls and strikes. Jeremy Rota is in the field this afternoon. Jim Horner and Andrew Graham meeting on the mound, or at home play, should say, right now, exchanging a lot of cards, so let's exchange them with you at home. Bradenton, this year, after picking up a pair of wins yesterday, now 51-68 overall, 22-31 in the second half of the season. Lakeland 70-46, 28-23. 1-9 for the Marauders goes as follows. The right fielder, Will Taylor, hits leadoff, followed by the third baseman out of Ole Miss, Ethan Leje. Two scores since swinging a hot bat, 5-9 in the series in 3 games, with a 7-14 on base, he bats third. As Merlin Valdez is the DH, he hits cleanup. The lefty center fielder, Shalene Polanco, bats fifth. First baseman, Axio Plaz, hits sixth. Shortstop, Javi Rivas, plays again short and hits seventh. Andrew Patrick, the left fielder out of Wright State, bats eighth. And Derek Berg, 10th round to pick this year out of Army, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send a lefty also from upstate New York, and Michael Kennedy the Hill today is 2-5, a 4.37 ERA. This season he faces the righty Rainer Castillo, who is 4-1, a 2.54 ERA with Lakeland this year. Flying Tigers lineup card goes as follows. The rookie shortstop out of Notre Dame, Jack Penny, hits leadoff. Josue Briseño, the DH, bats second. Jose De La Cruz, the right fielder, hits third. He hit another home run against Bradenton yesterday. Has a hit in every game this week. First baseman Andrew Jenkins bats cleanup. The catcher Eduardo Valencia bats fifth. Samuel Hill bats sixth and plays second base. Another rookie, seventh-round pick Jackson Strong, plays center field and bats seventh. Minor league rehabber Peyton Graham plays third and hits eighth. With the switching left fielder out of UConn, David Smith rounding out the starting nine for the Lakeland Flying Tigers against the Bradenton Marauders. It will be Kennedy against Castillo. As we take a look at the standings right now, where both teams currently sit in the second half, it's a big one for Lakeland. You know, they didn't gain any ground yesterday. 28-23, they're four games out from Fort Myers, who split a doubleheader yesterday. They nearly coughed up game two as well. Fort Myers did. They are 13 games above the watermark. With Dunedin right behind them, five games out. Tampa's 6.5. So, you know, I think if you're Tampa, you're a little bit maybe too far out. But still, there's 12 games left after today. And Tampa is playing Fort Myers. So if they can pick up a win, I mean, they're right in there, 5.5 games back. And, of course, the Marauders will... they're 11 games out right now, so really, from the outside looking in, their magic number is dwindling day by day, as Clearwater won the first half. They're 17 games out, 15-36 after, again, they won the first half of the season. In the East Division, looks like Palm Beach will win the second half as well. They did win the first half, and Daytona's 8.5 games out, so they would be the team that would go to the playoffs. They have a couple-game cushion on Jupiter's 13 games out from first. So pretty much East Division, no thrill. I mean, it's four teams, so there is a couple less teams than the West Division, where you have six in that division. Makes it a little bit more interesting and enticing. As it will be really fun last 2 weeks, and 13 games left coming in. So the Marauders look to finish the season strong here in 2024. Lakeland just about to take the field here on a light crowd here on a Sunday at Joker Marchant Stadium as Michael Kennedy and the rest of the bullpen make their way down from the right center field pen back towards the dugout at third. Lakeland takes the field in their home white jersey tops here today on a Sunday fun day in the Sunshine State. We come back here from Lakeland. We will have first pitch between Bradenton and the Flying Tigers. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
And a foul back on the ground to the screen, and we're off and running at 12.02 p.m. here in Lakeland. Final game to the Marauders and the Flying Tigers this year, who have met now 24 times. The 0-1 from Castillo, and Taylor cuts and tips into the mid for a strike. It's nothing and two. Temperature 89 degrees with some clouds up in the sky, but the white puffy ones. You can see some blue as well. A wind blowing at 5 miles an hour in from right to left. Pitch and an 0-2 breaking ball called third strike. And Castillo starts off his day with a punch out.
31, Ethan
Lake. So one out, base is empty, top one. We're just rocking and rolling here in Lakeland. Ethan Leje, the third baseman, digs in the right side. First pitch, they're the right-handed batter. And it's kind of missed out for a strike. It's 0-1. Randy Castillo stands the mound at 6'3", 180, 20-year-old from Monte Cristi in the DR. Pitch. Down to the dirt for a ball. It's 1-1. Just turned 20 back in June. Start of the year on the injured list, was going to start the year in Lakeland. 1-1. And Leje taps it behind home foul. Was injured to start the year and sent on a rehab to the FCL Tigers in May, early May. Activated May 24th, and he's been a staple in the rotation since. Spent the last 2 years with the FCL Tigers. 1-2. So we're going to foul at home plate again at 96-mile-hour fastball. Now think about it. If he pitched in the DSL in 2021 and then made his U.S. debut in 2022, so that would be 2 years ago. He would be 18 years old. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, and Leje chases after it. Two outs on a pair of strikeouts to start the ball game for Rainer Castillo. Well, that's always the big thing. If you throw strikes, you will be moving up a system. And Castillo obviously has good stuff to go along with it. I mean, mid-90s fastball. The strikeouts aren't totally there yet, but here's a lefty to Scorson. Swings on the first pitch, chops to the right side softly. Hill charges, comes around and throws to first on the grass. It's a 1-2-3 top of the first. Half an inning, no score here in the Marauders broadcast number.
Up US Kids presents, what to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom one, no score on this Sunday afternoon between Bradenton and Lakeland. Jack Penny, the lefty, leads things off against the southpaw and Michael Kennedy, who works from the lineup first pitch. And Penny takes down and in for ball one. It is 1-0. Kennedy pitched out of the bullpen on Tuesday. It was his first appearance in the bullpen the entire season. A lefty twirls home 1-0. And a breaking ball dances over for a called strike. It's 1-1. Kennedy stands at 6'205", 19 years of age. He'll be 20 in November. Fourth round selection back in 2022 by the Pirates. 1-1. On the ground on the right side, Gorison shuffles a step to his left, fields, and it puts out Penny, one gone. In that outing, Kennedy gave up four runs, three earned on three hits, an inning and a third. He's making his 16th appearance, 15th start of the year. He's 2-5, a 4.37 ERA coming in. 14 walks, 75 Ks, and 68 innings. Josue Briseño, power hitting DH today. First pitch is a fastball on the outside corner, called strike. It's 0-1. One out, base is empty. No score in the first. Kennedy is 0-1. Breaking ball on the outer edge again, called strike. Kennedy with really good location. He's more of a pitcher. Fastball sits in the low 90s typically. Slider changeup he mixes in. 0-2 on the ground, right of the shortstop, Rivas. Down to get it, double clutches, throw across the way, two gone. Let's meet the defense for Bradenton today. Starting the outfield left to right, Andrew Patrick, Shalene Polanco, and Will Taylor. Ethan Leges at third. Rivas and Gorison up the middle with Axel Plaza at first. Derek Berg does the catching for Michael Kennedy. Two outs, nobody on. And a scoreless ball game between Bradenton and Lakeland. And now it's Jose De La Cruz, the power-hitting outfielder, is playing right field today. First pitch to the righty is ripped out and missed, top of the zone for a strike, as De La Cruz's elbow guard came undone. Yo, want him? Zips up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Now Kennedy comes in with a walk percentage of under 5%. It's been there the whole year, pretty much. 1-1. Check swing, and it's just outside for a ball. Another good pitch there. That was a changeup. Now Kennedy was starting off the season really strong. End up with a stint on the IL in the middle of June. 2-1. Breaking ball out. Oh, it's a called strike on the outside corner. It looked more like a curveball there from Kennedy. And it's 2-2. Kennedy was placed on the IL June 16th, activated August 2nd, and pitched there in Palm Beach. Looking for his first K of the day on De La Cruz. Two outs, no one on, 2-2. Line back up the middle softly and through past the diving Gorison into center field. Making five straight games this week that De La Cruz has hit his way on. Now, they really neutralized him in their last series back at Lecom Park, but for most of the year, De La Cruz has been a problem. Two-out single, Andrew Jenkins the hitter. No score, bottom one here in Lakeland. First pitch. Jenkins flies the opposite way to right field. Taylor to his left on a jog, makes the catch, angling towards the line, and that's the first inning. No runs ahead, one man left on base. We're ahead of the second inning here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, a scoreless contest between Bradenton and Lakeland as Rainer Castillo back out to the hill after he threw nine pitch first inning. Eight of them went for strikes. Faces 4, 5, and 6 as Marilyn Valdez is the batter. First pitch is flied foul down the right field line out of play for strike one. Castillo struck out Taylor and Leje before inducing a ground out to Gorson to end that first inning. But he rocks home the 0-1. Punched up in the air, shallow right center field. Strong and De La Cruz, both meeting. And it's the center fielder Strong who has it for the first down. When you get a chance to give the defense in that first inning, let's give it to you now. Starting the outfield left to right, David Smith, Jackson Strong, Jose De La Cruz is over and right. Peyton Graham's at third, Penny and Heel up the middle. With Andrew Jenkins manning first, Eduardo Valencia does the catching on this Sunday afternoon for Rainer Castillo. Here's a lefty, Shalene Polanco, the pitch. Takes a fastball low for ball one. One out, base is clear in the second. Castillo's 1-0. Fouled straight back to the screen for a strike. Castillo's last start for Lakeland gave up five innings, give up 200 runs on two hits while striking out four in Fort Myers last Sunday. Fastball just a hair down. It's 2-1. But it's been just a steady, really good season for Castillo. Wheels and deals, 2-1. Swing and a tapper at home on a breaking ball foul. Pitch to Leacom Park on June 18th. 5 innings, 1 run, 6 hits, 5 Ks. Pitch back there in July, even better. Unearned run on a hit, a walk, 3 Ks in 5 innings. Picked up the win and that ladder start. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Backdoor breaking ball got him. Good slider there. Third K for Castillo. Through the first 5 batters. First pitch, the righty Axio Plaz is a fastball inside for ball one. Scoreless game in the second with the 2 outs, bases empty. As Plaz takes a fastball low, it's 2-0. Again, it's not very typical for Castillo to pick up all these strikeouts in bunches like he has so far in the early goings. 2-0 to Plaz. And a fastball on the outside corner called strike. His season high this year is 6 strikeouts he had in St. Lucie on July 9th. 2-1 from the windup. And slider runs in. Trying to front door it on the righty Plaz. This year hitting 214 in 68 games, 15 home runs and 40 driven in. He caught game two yesterday, went 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the first. 3-1, and Plaz takes a strike on the outer half. Full count between Castillo and Plaz. 3-2 coming. On the ground, softly towards short. Right at Penny, who charges. Fields and throws to first. So 1-2-3 second. Six up, six down for Rainer Castile. 1.5 gone, no score on the Marauders broadcast network.
Everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leacon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Last of the second inning, no score in Lakeland as Rainer Castile has gone six up, six down. Kennedy has faced just one above the minimum so far after allowing a single to De La Cruz with two outs in the first inning. Here's Eduardo Valencia, the righty. Swings the first pitch and shoots it foul down the right field line out of play for strike one. Kennedy in his last start against Dunedin last week at home, five innings scoreless, two hits, two walks, four Ks. Lefty is 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 89. It's 0-2. Left with a 4-0 lead in which, unfortunately, the bullpen could not hold it for them. Blue Jays went on to win 7-4. Otherwise, it would have been back-to-back starts with a win, and St. Lucie went five innings, one run on a hit, gave up a home run to Starling Marte. That was it. So that was a really couple quality starts here for him since coming off the injured list. Love up near the eyeballs, the 0-2. Up and away with a fastball. Trying to go to that same spot we just got a swing and a miss at. On his first three starts, is coming off the IL, has a 1.38 ERA. He's ready to work again, the 1-2. Bit of hesitation here from Kennedy. Swinging a foul as Berg couldn't squeeze it. Opponents need just 116 off of him as well. And the 1-2 delivery. Outside with a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Kennedy, his first full year here in Bradenton. It's had its obviously ups and downs, but mostly more ups than the downs. 2-2. Fouled back again to the screen. I talked with him way back in April, but talked about how this year he wanted to become more in the zone, and you've seen it. He's been successful in that, and now it's just about, you know, generating maybe a few more swings and misses. He gets a lot of strikeouts. Comes in 75 and 68 innings this year. Very deceptive lefty. 2-2. That's fouled off, round home again, foul. Long AB to start this second inning. A was committed to playing college ball at LSU before Pirates took him in the draft. Top 30 prospect of the Pirates org right now. 2-2 again. So we're going to foul off the right side out of play as Valencia is just battling here. Valencia 2-for-6 with a double this week. Here's a 2-2 again. It's a called third strike. Inside off speed. Finally gets him looking to end the at-bat. First K for Kennedy. It's a backwards variety. One out, nobody on. In the bottom of the second inning, no score. Here's Samuel Hill, the second baseman. Righty batter. Batting in the sixth spot today. First pitch is top of the zone, a breaking ball for strike one. Bradenton looking to win the series if they can pick up a victory today. The 0-1. And Hill takes just below the knees with a breaking ball. And a challenge wanted by Berg. And it's ruled a strike.
The call of the ball has been overturned and the result is 0-2.
No, it's nothing and two on Hill. And the pitch. Up and away with a fastball. I have noticed that the velo isn't fully there for Kennedy since coming off the injury list now almost a month ago. He's supposed to have been sitting 89 and 90. 1-2. Ricky ball fisted back to the screen. Well, he's touched up to 93, 94 this year, but mostly sat around 92. 91, 92 with that fastball before the stint on the IL. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Top of the zone fastball at 89, and Kennedy back-to-back strikeouts here in the second. Two quick outs here in the second inning on a pair of strikeouts. Jackson Strong, the lefty center fielder, digs in. No score in the second. First pitch is rifled back to the screen for strike one. The Lakeland has the only hit so far, a two-out single from Jose De La Cruz last inning. Rainer Castillo on the other end has gone six up, six down. Pitch is popped up in the air, third base side, foul ground. Leija chases after it, but it's into the green seats out of play. And it's 0-2 on Strong. Made his pro debut yesterday, 0-for-3 with a sac fly to drive in a run. Kennedy's 0-2. Ricky ball line to second base, right at Corson. One step to his right, secures it for the last out in the second inning. A 1-2-3 frame. We head to the third, scoreless on the Marauders broadcast network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Well, you fit the top of the third inning in Lakeland. Marauders and Flying Tigers are scoreless as Rainer Castillo has gone six up, six down, faces the number seven man. And Javi Rivas, who fouls the first pitch off the catcher Eduardo Valencia for strike one. Talked about in the pregame, this could be a really good pitcher's duel. Two guys who are in the zone most of the time. Setting up a really fun Sunday game so far. Righty wheels and deals, 0-1. And Rivas watches a fastball just missed down low for ball one. Counts even 1-1. Rivas did not play in game two yesterday in the doubleheader. Did start in game one. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Lunges out a slider for a strike. 2-for-3, a double and a home run. He hit the game-tying home run of the fifth inning. He's up to a dozen on the year now. Hitting 226 with 42 RBIs. As he calls time. Steps back in. The righty infielder from Venezuela. Pitch and a breaking ball. He's out in front of him for strike three. Fourth K on the day for Rainer Castillo. One gone in the third. One out, nobody on for Andrew Patrick, the righty. And a scoreless contest, first pitch. Line towards short, over to the left, Penny's got it. Two gone.
Batting ninth, the catcher number 13, Derek Bird.
Well, Patrick hit it right on the screws, but Penny just had to move about two steps to his left, back up the middle to make the play. Nobody on, two outs, eight up, eight down for Rainer Castillo, the catcher Derek Berg. Fires a fastball, bottom of the zone, an 89 called strike. Scoreless game between Bradenton and Lakeland on this Sunday. Righty 0-1. Tapper right back to the mound. Castillo backhands third base side. Sets his feet high, throw to first, but Jenkins corrals it in time. And avoids Berg to end the third inning. Nine up, nine down for Rainer Castillo. Two and a half in the books. Scoreless game here in Lakeland on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comets, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
bottom three scoreless contest between Bradenton and Lakeland on this Sunday's series finale as the Marauders look to win their fourth straight. Michael Kennedy has 8-9-1 due up in this half inning. It's Peyton Graham, the minor league rehabber from High A. First pitch to him. It's a breaking ball queued up the first base side. Charging his plies next to the base, picks it up and steps on it. One pitch, one out of the third inning on a really awkward bounce there. I think Graham was either way out in front of that and caught it off the edge, or he got jammed and was late on the breaking ball, and so it just rolled softly up the first base side. Either way, they get the first out there in the third inning. Switch over to David Smith, batting right. Pitch. Fastball sails up and away for ball one. Bradenton won a doubleheader yesterday after they were rained out on Friday night. The 1-0. Backdoor breaking ball high. It's 2-0. Smith this week is 2 for 13 on the year, though. Overall hitting just 190 in 95 games. Two-ball pitch. Fastball outside for ball three. Home run, 33 RBIs. Big thing is, though, he's got the most stolen bases on the team, 24. It's at least on the active roster, 3-0. Fastball down the heart of the plate, called strike. It's because Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal, boy, they stole a lot of bases when they were here. Both are in High A now. Kennedy works from behind, 3-1. And Smith tops it foul, third base side, full count. Full count from Kennedy. Here it is. Up and away, ball four, and he walked him. It's a very rare occurrence for Michael Kennedy as he puts a man on in the third inning. Scoreless game for Jack Penny, the top of the order. Yeah, if you actually go online, I mean, to the research side of things, there are five Lakeland Flying Tigers players this year of at least 20 stolen bases. McGonigal had 20. He's in High A. Brett Callahan had 20. He's in High A. Smith has 24. He's at first base right now. Lefty Jack Penny, first pitch. And a slider is on the outer half for a called strike. John Peck, he's no longer here, has 25. And then the team leader still is Max Clark with 26. The 0-1. Inside, back pick to first is high. It was a good idea as Smith was shadowed from the lefty hitter and really didn't see it until late, but the throw was a bit offline. Count 1-1 on Penny. It's a little bit like the same for Bradenton. They don't have nearly as many stolen bases as Lakeland. The pitch, slider outside, it's 2-1. Lakeland has swiped 195 bases this year. Marauders 137. Their team leader is Connor Delgado, who's got 20. Braylon Bishop's up to 16 now. Long stare to first from Kennedy. And delivers. 2-1's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 2-2. But for a while, it was Jesus Castillo was the team leader at 10, and he won on the injury list earlier in the season. He only played 25 games. He had those 10. And it took someone quite a while to finally surpass him. Two-two, and strikes out swinging, caught a piece of it, secured by Berg. Third K for Kennedy. So that's the second out of the third inning with a runner on. Scoreless game in the third. Lakeland. Josue Briceño playing the second game, coming off the injured list. 0 for 4 day yesterday, grounded out the shortest first time up. number 10 prospect to the Tiger Zorg. 19 years old from Maracay, Venezuela. First pitch to him. Slider down to the dirt for ball one. That's blocked by Berg. Smith still at first base after a one-out walk. Rodas hoping to leave him there at first base. They've had the only foot traffic today. Rainer Castillo has gone 9 up, 9 down for Lakeland. Kennedy tosses to first. Smith is back in standing. Kennedy up to 42 pitches in 2 2/3. Very good, David. 1-0, Smith in motion. Pitch is looped up in the air, foul, third base side. Probably would have had that base stolen, and it's 1-1. Although Berg has been really good this year at throwing out runners. He's 3-for-6 in caught steals this year since being assigned to Bradenton after the draft. Perseño spoiled that pitch, so the count 1-1 on him. And the deal's home. Fans on an elevated fastball top of the zone. It's 1-2. Looking to end this third inning with another strikeout. He's got 3 today. 1-2. Breaking ball called, third strike, and Briseño goes down looking to end the third inning. 4 strikeouts for Michael Kennedy as the Flying Tigers leave one on in the third. We go to the fourth, scoreless on the Marauders broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning as Rainer Castillo has gone 9 up, 9 down. Will Taylor will lead things off in the fourth inning. Scoreless game between Lakeland and Bradenton. Final game of the series as Castillo fires home. First pitch is outside for ball one. Castillo as well has thrown just now 30 pitches through 3-plus innings, so he's on a really good roll here. Ready from the windup, 1-0. Fastball tugged down and away. It's 2-0. Taylor struck out looking in the first. Castillo is up to 4 strikeouts today, just too shy of tying his season high. 2-ball count, and Taylor lines it off the glove of Penny in a shallow left center field. He went airborne. It was hit right at him as that ball was scorched off the bat of Taylor. He's got himself a base hit to start this fourth inning. Well, Jack Penny is listed at 6 foot. He need to be at least, if Rivas is there, that might be that's a lineup probably. Rivas is 6 foot six. Here's Ethan Lage, the righty. First pitch is a fastball above the letters high. Scoreless game in the fourth. Lage also struck out in the first inning. Spin it, a toss to first. Taylor headlong dive back in. Taylor 1-for-2 on stolen base attempts in his pro career so far. See if the Marauders will try to take a base here. 1-0. And a fastball spot on the outside edge called strike. Lage 0-for-3 with two strikeouts in game two. It snapped his three-game hitting streak. And on base streak. One-one. Just in tight for a ball. Valencia framed it up for a few extra half seconds, but did not get the call from Gabe Vargas, our home plate umpire today. Jamie Rhoda is in the field this afternoon. 2-1. Outside for ball three. Three and one the count. There's a pitch. Flied well out to left center field. Strong to his right. Stops in the alley and has it for the first out. We shaded a little bit out towards left center field. There's one gone in the fourth inning. Taylor still at first, scoreless game for Deuce Gorson. Had one of his best games. He's had a few really good games this week overall. Reached base four times, went 3-for-3 with a double that scored two runs. He also scored a run of his own. And the Marauders winning game two. Opening pitch to lefty is at the knees, called strike. Fastball at 95 from Rainer Castillo. Gorson this week is 5-for-9, riding a six-game on-base streak. From the belt, Castillo settles the 0-1. Backdoor slider outside, it's 1-1. Gorson, a ninth-round pick in this year's draft at UCLA. And at a toss to first, headlong dive back in for Taylor. He's got two doubles, three RBIs, three walks, two hit by pitches, three runs scored, and a stolen base in three games coming in. Here's the 1-1. Chopped softly to the right side, heel in the hole, only plays to first, he goes that way. And Gorson's retired for the second out as Taylor who's second on the ground down.
The designated hitter number 27 is Marilyn Valdez.
Now with two outs and a runner at second base, it's up to us Marilyn Valdez to try to drive in this go-ahead run and a scoreless ball game in the fourth inning. Righty open stance. First pitch for the righty Castillo. Swing and a miss on a slider at zone one. Valdez hit his 18th home run of the season yesterday in the first inning of game one. He's been stuck at 17 for almost over 20 days. The 0-1. Big chopper left side of the hole. Big hop for Penny. Fields low throw to first, picked out by Jenkins. That's the fourth inning. Leadoff single, but nothing after that allowed by Castillo. We go on to the bottom of the fourth inning, still scoreless. Here the Marauders broadcast network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leacon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say.
Bottom four, Bradenton and Lakeland are scoreless as 3-4 and 5 walks the plate here for Lakeland. Jose de la Cruz will start this inning off against Michael Kennedy. 45 pitches in, 3 scoreless out of him, and a scoreless game so far. Pitch to the righty. There's a changeup that floats away for ball one outside. It's 1-0. Now the one other really cool storyline today is between Kennedy and his battery mate and Derek Berg. A 1-0 pitch. Well put away for a ball. It's 2-0. Now Kennedy grew up just outside the Albany area. Two-oh. Breaking ball. Top of the zone. Call it strike. It's 2-1. In Troy, New York, and Derek Berg played his college ball in upstate New York as well, as De La Cruz swings and misses out a breaking ball. It's 2-2 at Army West Point. So pitch, swing and a miss. De La Cruz can't make contact with a changeup. Fifth strikeout for Kennedy, one gone. Start this fourth inning. Just put it in. It's about just under a 2-hour drive, 108 miles or so from Army West Point up to Troy, New York on I-87. Here's Andrew Jenkins, the righty batter. First pitch, popped up in the air, first base side. Plaz in foul ground along with Kennedy, and it's Plaz who makes the catch, wheeling back towards the coach's box. Derek Berg venturing over there as well. Two up, two down to start the fourth inning. Now, let's say New York used to have a lot of different minor league baseball teams. That was the old New York Penn League. First pitch to Eduardo Valencia. Is ripped out a miss for a strike, 0-1. Scoreless game. And the fourth inning, two outs, base is clear. Pitch. High and in for a ball with a fastball. It's 1-1. Troy actually used to have a minor league team at Joe Bruno Stadium. That pitch was overturned, actually, so it's a called strike now. They're now a Frontier League team, but they used to be the Astros' short season affiliate, the Tri-City Valley Cats. which first began in Little Falls, New York. It was the Mets affiliate. Then they moved to Pittsfield, Mass., become the Pittsfield Mets. 0-2. On the ground, sharply hit on the hole. Back hit it by Rivas. Steps up, throws to first. A 1-2-3 fourth inning for Michael Kennedy. He's retired the last five, and we head to the fifth inning, still scoreless, here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton and Lakeland are scoreless, searching for our game's first run. Brandon Castillo faces 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Shalene Polanco digs to the left side. The righty's first pitch is on the ground, a hard hit through the hole on the right side, past a diving heel. In a right field, and Shalene Polanco is the second Marauder to reach today. Will Taylor to lead off single the fourth inning before Castillo retired the next three. Axiel Plies walks up to the plate here. Marauders now out hitting. Lakeland 2-1. Pitch. There's a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, called strike. It's nothing and one. The righty Plies. Pittsburgh Pirates announcing some roster moves today, and a really great story as well. The 0-1 flies, rips, and misses at a breaking ball at 0-2. Flies grounded out the short his first time up. But the Pirates today announced they selected the contract of lefty Brady Feigl from AAA Indianapolis. Plays Hunter Stratton on the 60 DIL. Spin and a toss to first. Polanco is back and standing. That was after Stratton left the game yesterday and been announced he has a rupture of his left patella tendon. So we wish nothing but the best for Hunter. Runner motion, pitch is lobbed up in the air, shallow right center. Polanco heading back to first as De La Cruz secures it for the first down. In the fifth inning.
The shortstop number two, Javier Rivas.
Now, Feigl, if you recall, there is a picture of him that circulated around. There are two guys named Brady Feigl who look exactly the same. They are not related, even though they share the same name and look alike. First pitch is a fastball on the inside. It's called strike to the righty Rivas, and so on one. You know, Feigl spelled F-E-I-G-L, so it's not, you know, too common. Toss to first again. Polanco's back in standing. So we got the one Brady Feigl who's played college ball at Ole Miss, fifth round pick in 2018. Who is with the Oakland A's, he's no longer a member of the organization. Pitches line to second base on a line, caught by Heel, throw to first, they double him up. 4-3 double play to end the fifth inning. We'll talk more about Brady Feigl. We come back and we're halfway home, scoreless game on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit bradentonmarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Bottom five, scoreless game as Michael Kennedy faces Samuel Heel, the righty, who fans at a first pitch fastball for strike one. It is nothing and one. Heel, one pitch. Up and away for a ball. It's one. And when we're talking about the new roster move for the Pirates last inning, Brady Feigl end up being his contract selected today. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2. Now, the Brady Feigl that was called up today, 33 years old. He's never pitched in the big leagues. And a guy who was in the Braves org as a non-drafted free agent, played 1 year of Division I baseball at Mount St. Mary's in the NEC. Pitch, check, swing, foul back. Was with the Braves for a couple years, made it to Gwinnett in 2015 as kind of more of just a spot appearance for him. Mostly spent the year in High A, Lynchburg in the Carolina League, the old Pirates affiliate at one point. Ended up in the Rangers system as pitches flown in the air, shallow right center. Polanco waltzes in back to his right and makes the grab. One gone in the fifth inning. Pitched in Double-A in 2017 and then Triple-A in Round Rock. Had good numbers there in 2018 but never got the call. Ended up in Nashville in 2019. That was the Rangers Triple-A at the time then. So a couple years in Triple-A. His first pitch is a breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike to Jackson Strong, the lefty. It's 0-1. No score, bottom five, one out, base is clear. And the 0-1. Soared on a breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Feigl then ended up in Indy Ball the next couple of years. Pitched for Long Island, the Atlantic League in 2022. Spire City in 23. And then pitched in the Dominican Winter League this past offseason. Pitched so well down there that the Pirates gave him a call and signed him to a deal. Pitch strong. Floats into shallow left center field. A base hit. That's the first hit since the first inning for Lakeland. And that snaps streak for Kennedy. He retired the previous six. One out, base knock, scoreless game of the fifth with a runner on for Peyton Graham. Flacco this year in Indianapolis, 62 Ks, 51 and 2/3, 7-2 win-loss record in 33 outings. Had a 3.83 ERA, and now he's going to be a big leaguer for the first time at the age of 33. Time is called, and a pitch timer violation called against him. Kennedy, yeah, it is. It's 1-0. So big congratulations to Brady Feigl again for getting the call up today. 1-0. Down it in. The dirt for a ball. It's 2-0 on Peyton Graham. We're talking about two of the other Brady Feigl. Two lookalikes. Both 6'4", both red hair, black half-rim glasses that are not alike each other. 2-0. Down it in, nearly hit him. It's ball three. Both actually got DNA tests this past offseason. An article from Indy100.com talked about it. They were not related, but they did have a 52% as 3-0s inside. That should be ball four. And Graham's climbing back in. And on deck two, David Smith saying, well, that's ball four if there's a pitch timer violation. And I was saying it's 3-0, but there is a pitch timing violation mixed in there. And so, well, this is the second time we've had this happen this week where that should be ball four if there's a pitch timer violation that's in there. And now both umpires come together, and we'll talk it over. And they will give him first base. That is the right call. Now pitching coach Matt Ford out to make a mound visit. First and second, one out in the fifth inning, a scoreless game. But both Feigls, they got a DNA test, and they found that they are 53% of Germanic ancestry. So that kind of makes some sense then. Two guys that look alike could have similar ancestry background. But again, hats off to Brady Feigl for becoming a big leaguer today. We'll see if he pitches in the ballgame tonight. Pirates taking on the Reds this afternoon at PNC. As a meeting on the mound right now. For the entire infield, Jackson Strong, a one-out single, then followed by a walk to Peyton Graham. Bullpen getting working in the outfield and right center for Bradenton. Scoreless game between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers on this Sunday afternoon. David Smith, the batter, switch hitter, hitting right. First pitch is tipped to the bed for strike one. Kennedy's pitch count is up to 65 pitches now. He threw 68 in his last start in Dunedin. Building himself back up, went 40, 58, 68. So this could be the last batter, too. Lefty 0-1. Here it is. So we're going to ground ball towards short. Rivas to second for one. Turn to first. It is in time. Ending double play for Michael Kennedy. 6-4-3. That's the fifth. No score. We come back here from Lakeland on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We start the top of the sixth inning here in Lakeland with a new pitcher on the mound as Brandon Castillo's day is done. Goes five innings, scoreless, two hits, two walks, five Ks, 48 pitches, 35 strikes. And Micah Ashman is in right now. The pitcher just added today. Out of the Tigers organization, a recent draft pick as well, 11th rounder in this year's draft out of Utah. So he's in right now. And a tie game, Andrew Patrick will start this half inning. 8-9-1 to the plate here against the lefty in Ashman. Sets from the belt, first pitch is fouled off first base side out of play for strike one. 22-year-old Ashman, whose birthday was 3 days ago, is from Salt Lake City, Utah. Played his college ball there at, again, University of Utah. 6'7", 0-1, and a fastball powered past him at 92 for a called strike. It's 0-2. 6'7", 195 he's listed at. Was a bullpen arm for the Utes for the last 3 years. And the Pac-12 Conference. 0-2. Patrick checks his swing and caught a piece of it for strike three. One gone on the K for Ashman as he puts away the first batter he sees. I'll keep that baseball as you throw it into the dugout first base side. One out, nobody on, no score. Top six here in Lakeland. Derek Berg, the nine-hole man, digs in the right side. First pitch. Down and in, nearly hits him on a back foot slider. It's 1-0. Well, Ashman was pitching for the Chatham Anglers of the Cape Cod Baseball League before he was selected. Was keeping fresh. Pitch is ripped out and missed on the outer half. It's 1-1. Struck out 13, walked 2, and 9 in the third innings for the Anglers this year. This year at Utah, 1-4, 3-0, 8 ERA. 1-1. Berg takes high for ball 2. So a lot of guys do that now with summer baseball leagues where they will play in those leagues because draft isn't until July now. Before it was in June. 2-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball in the outer half. It's 2-2. It used to be right after the end of the College World Series, draft would happen. You obviously had all the short season leagues like the New York Penn League, the Pioneer League, the Appalachian League would start right after the draft. So end of June, those would get rolling, play, you know, 70 games or so. 2-2, off the plate outside, and 93 in the count's full. But now it's changed so much now that guys can even raise their draft stock pitching in the league like that. Get on the map or even get a contract. 3-2's foul back again on the screen. You know, because before, usually you play those the summer before, you're hoping that, okay, you know, going into your sophomore if you're eligible or junior year. 3-2
And a breaking ball. There's a challenge. This probably will be a called strike. And it is. Really good breaking ball. And it's back-to-back Ks for Ashman. Two gone in the sixth inning for Will Taylor in the top of the order. Scoreless game, top six, bases clear. And Taylor, the righty batter. You know, but before in the summer ball ranks, you're hoping that you play a good summer going into your junior year, play well in college, and then you're drafted. Pitch to the righty Taylor is whiffed out and missed out in front of a changeup at 0-1. But now it seems to be like you can do that, and if you have maybe a rough season, you can still play well that summer to end up getting drafted. Well, one's a changeup outside, it's 1-1. On the righty Taylor. Singled in the fourth inning. That was the Marauders' first hit. It was the first man to reach. They've had just two reaches today. 1-1. And Taylor, that was a fastball above the letters he chased after for a strike. He's behind 1-2. Two outs, no one on in the sixth. 1-2. Breaking ball chopped foul off the plate, third base side. And the 1-2. Check swing, and he offered at it for strike three. Ashman comes in, strikes at the side in his pro debut. As we're still scoreless, bottom six coming up here on the Marauders broadcast notes.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six as Michael Kennedy's day is done. It goes five innings scoreless, two hits, two walks, five Ks. New righty in is Carlos Castillo. Base leadoff man, Jack Penny flies in the air to left center. Patrick sidesteps to his left in the alley, puts it away. One gone on one pitch to start this half inning. So let's meet the 18-year-old in Carlos Castillo. Branson this year, 0-1, a 6.43 ERA, three outings, one start. He's walked just one, struck out eight in seven innings while allowing 12 hits. First pitch is tipped into the mid for strike one. To Josue Briseño. Scoreless game in inning number six. The 0-1. Castillo misses outside with a fastball. It's 1-1. Both sides are just two hits apiece. Lakeland had the best chance last inning to score a run. 1-1. And Slaughter belt high called strike. They had first and second with one out, and then David Smith hit into an inning-ending double play. 1-2, Briseño loops it to shallow right center field. Over is Taylor, can't get there. Lays it on a hop as Polanco scoops and throws it back in, and Briseño has his first hit since coming off the IL.
The right fielder, number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
Runner at first base, one out, bottom six. Scoreless game. Jim Bradenton, Lakeland on this Sunday series finale. Here's Jose De La Cruz, the right fielder. Righty batter. First pitch. Slider whiffed out and missed for strike one. De La Cruz, 1-for-2 today, singled way back in the first inning. He had the only hit for Lakeland until a one-out single last inning. Now Kennedy really improved throughout his outing today. It's been a really good week at the plate for Jose De La Cruz. The 0-1. Down to the dirt for a ball. Blocked up by Berg. It's 1-1. De La Cruz this week has hit in all five games. He's now, including today, 6-for-15. Two doubles, three home runs, seven RBIs. He's got five long balls against Bradenton this year. That's nearly half of his home runs. 1-1. De La Cruz swings and misses out a breaking ball again. It's 1-2. Castillo readies for the ball, the belt, the pitch. And Slider rips outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Well, today it feels like whoever gets to one run may win the game. That's what it's looking like so far. 2-2. Slider down and away. Doesn't get a chase out of De La Cruz. And it's 3-2. Briseño takes the lead out first after his one-out single. 3-2. Slider line foul, third base side. Marino Castillo and Michael Kennedy, the two starters, really excellent today. They always throw strikes. 3-2 home. Left away, toss to first. Briseño sneaks back in with a headlong dive. On the pickoff attempt. Reds and Pirates about to throw first pitch in 15 minutes from PNC Park. Pitch is top of the plate, foul, third base side. Ben Jarrington was talking on his radio show today that Jared Jones' next start will be with the Pirates. He's rehabbed, I think, two times now with AAA Indianapolis. 3-2. Popped up in the air to right field. Taylor started back. Now races in on a full run. Puts it away. As Briseño retreats back to first. Two outs in the sixth inning for Andrew Jenkins. Colin Holdeman expected to make at least one more rehab outing with AAA Indianapolis before he's back in Pittsburgh. Majinski, same thing as well. He also reported that Nick Gonzalez is getting really close to returning. Had a home run this week in Columbus. First pitch to the righty, Jenkins outside. Snapped out to first is late as Briseño slides back in safely. Charrington said that it's pretty high that Brian Hayes, McCutcheon, and Ryan Baracchio will play again this season. As pitch is looped up in the air first base side, and it will sneak out of play behind the dugout. Rodgers return back home next week. Thank you. last homestand of the year against the Tampa Tarpons. One ball, one strike. The pitch down and away with a fastball. It's 2-1. Slider check swing. Did not go around, says Jeremy Rowe to the field umpire, and it's 3-1. Eduardo Valencia on deck for Lakeland here in inning number 6. Scoreless game with a runner on and 2 outs. 3-1. Slider on the ground, foul. Back of the dugout. As Maryland Founders jumps out of the way of that one. He's sitting right on the end with the man of Torero. Counts full 3-2. Laws still holding on, and Briceño at first will be in motion on the pitch. Castillo readies. 3-2, there he goes. Punch the opposite way, slicing foul down the right field line. And Briceño has to walk back towards first. Do it again. Another long at bat here between Castillo and Jenkins. Pitch, 3-2, line to left field, right at Patrick, sinking line drive. He goes down to an E to make the grab to end the inning. No runs, a hit, one man left. We head to inning number 7. Scoreless in Lakeland on the Marauders broadcast network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Ethan Leje starts things off in the 7th scoreless game. Righty batter against a new pitcher in, and Carlos Lucarico, who hits him on the first pitch he throws. And he's on to start this half inning. Well, Lecky Rica is in for Ashman, who struck out the side in the last inning in his pro debut. Well, the right-hander played his college ball at Miami, 23 years old. Runner on, nobody out, no score. Lefty Deuce Corson. Lucarico, first pitch, line down the first baseline, foul. Just out in front of an off-speed pitch there, it's 0-1. Lucarico, 19th appearance, 2-1, a 5.06 ERA, 11 walks, 24 Ks, and 26 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 27 hits. Corson's 0 for 2 this afternoon. He's behind the 0-1. Breaking ball tipped into the mitt of Valencia for strike 2. That was a good change up there. It caught a lot of plate. Of course, just couldn't make contact with it. Righty gets a side and delivers 0-2. Gorison takes a call, third strike. He wants a challenge. And it's ruled a ball.
The ball is trying to get an overturn as well as 1-2.
Marauders are 3-for-3 on challenges today. One, two delivery. Fastball above the letters high, it's 2-2. Gorison making, looking to make it a 7-game on base streak. He's playing in his 11th game as a professional. Started off slow, but has been hitting well as of late. 2-2, swing and a miss for strike three as Legge started and stopped at first. One gone in the seventh with a runner on for as Maryland Valdez a DH. Like it's going to have to take a home run. There has not been any foot traffic gone today. Valdez can provide that with one swing. First pitch from the Curica is a breaking ball hacked and missed at it for a strike. One out, runner on, no score in the seventh inning. Here in Lakeland, final game between the Flying Tigers and the Marauders here in 2024. Curica from below the belt is 0-1. Breaking ball fouled off behind him out of play. Well, Lakeland has taken the head-to-head series. This is the 24th and final meeting. Bradenton just 8-15 against Lakeland this year. That's because they lost all six to start the season here. As Valdez calls time. Haven't won a series against the Flying Tigers this year. They've lost two and split another. Chance to do that today. 0-2. Foul back. Marauders lost on Tuesday and Wednesday. One on Thursday. Rained out Friday. Won the doubleheader yesterday. So they're on a 3-game win streak here. Looking to win back-to-back road series for the first time since last July. 0-2. Punch to right center field, slicing towards De La Cruz. Dives, can't get there, and knocks off him as Leje around second. He's in standing at third base, and it's a single for Esmerlin Valdez that puts him out of the corners with one out of the seventh inning. Well, that ball is tailing right in De La Cruz's direction. The good news is when he dove, he at least trapped it and knocked it down. But still first and third for Shaleen Polanco. First pitch, he waves and misses out a fastball bomb the zone called strike. All you're really looking for is a fly ball. That will suffice and get a run in. A scoreless game in the seventh. Set it up. A race to one today. The 0-1. And Polanco takes outside. It's 1-1. Curica sat below the belt. The pitch. Polanco checks swing. It's a called strike. He wants a challenge. Let's roll the ball. On the check swing, they say he held up. So Bradenton 4-for-4 in challenges today. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball low, very similar spot to that last one. That was ruled a strike and overturned. Count 3-1 on Polanco with Plaz on deck. Valdez at third, or first, Leje at third as Polanco swings and misses at a changeup in the count's full. Wind gusting in from center field. Makes it already tough at a pitcher's ballpark. 340 down the lines, 420 to dead center. Three, two, we'll have to wait as a toss to first, and Valdez is back in standing. Curicao sets. And the 3-2. Downstairs, ball four, and Polanco walks. Load him up here for Axial Plaz.
The first baseman, number 46, Axial Plaz.
Here in the seventh inning of a scoreless game. Bradenton just searching for a run, some way, somehow. Righty Plaz against the right of the Curica. First pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Hit by pitch, strikeout, single, walk against the Curica in this half inning. Needs some stretching now in the Flying Tigers pen in right center. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball just above the belt. Plaz could make contact with. It's 1-1. Axiel's 0 for 2 today, grounded out to shortstop in the second, flat out to right in the fifth inning. And the 1-1. Popped up in the air, first base side, foul ground. Valencia sheds the mask, he's shading with the sun, makes the catch in front of the dugout. That's a big out.
The shortstop number 2, Javier Rivas.
So with two outs, it's up to Javier Rivas to try to drive in this go-ahead run. Base is loaded with two outs now in the seventh inning of a scoreless ball game. Rivas has delivered many clutch hits this season. He's 0 for 2 today. First pitch is a fastball, thigh-high called strike. Delivered a game-tying home run the other day. Go back to the road trip in Palm Beach on a go-ahead home run in the 10th inning. 3-1 victory for Bradenton that day. The 0-1. And Rivas watches on the inside corner. A slider called strike. It's 0-2. The Lakeland's fighting for their playoff lives right now. Bases full. Two outs. 0-2. Swinging a fly ball hit in the air to center field. Strong to his right. Now angles in, secures it for the last out in straightaway center to end the seventh inning. No runs, a hit. Marauders leave full in the seventh inning at stretch time here in Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una luna a mezzumare, mamma mia, mamma di dare. figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Bottom seven, Bradenton and Lakeland are still scoreless as Carlos Castillo in his second inning faces 5, 6, and 7. First pitch to Eduardo Valencia is outside with a fastball for ball one. Bradenton had the game's best chance of scoring a run in the last half inning. Righty's 1-0. Taken down away, it's 2-0. Rodgers had bases loaded, one out, and could not get a run across. 2-0. Fastball inside for ball three. Castillo in his first inning allowed a one-out single, but that was it. Fly out, line out the other three outs. 3-0 is at the bottom of the zone to call it strike. It's 3-1. Valencia 0 for 2 today. Strikeout on a ground-out victim. Hits and base runners have been hard to come by this afternoon. 3-1's a fastball on the inside, black called strike. Each team with just three hits apiece. Time called by Valencia. 3-2. Launch foul, first base side out of play. Three, two again, and the slider's outside for ball four. That was tough. Castillo fell behind 3-2, worked it back to full, but ends up walking him to put the go-ahead run on the seventh inning. As here's Samuel Hill, as first Derek Berg goes out with Axel Blas to have a chat with Carlos Castillo. Game of this six-game road trip in Lakeland. Rodgers hoping to win it today. Now they have struggled on the road this season. They're looking to do something they haven't done all year, and that's win back-to-back road series. They've won just one road series the entire year. It was their last one in St. Lucie. Samuel Hill, the righty. First pitch is a breaking ball, whiffed out and missed for strike one. Bradenton owns the worst road winning percentage in minor league baseball coming in. They are just on the year. Pitch is bomb the zone to call it strike 0-2. They are 19-40 overall on the road this year. Much better than the second half. They were 7-23 in the first. In the second, 12-17. The pitch. Slider outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Scoreless game in the seventh inning with a runner on, nobody out. Hill's 0 for 2 today, like so many. 1-2 from Castillo. Down and away with a fastball, it's 2-2. Now just has not been able to locate some of these pitches where he wants them. Two, 2-2. Slider nubbed on the ground, right side. Gorson to his left to second. They get the out there, and that's it. You know, Hill swung at a ball off the handle almost. So too slow developing to try to turn a double play. 4-6, fielder's choice. One out in the seventh inning for Jackson Strong. Lakeland looking to salvage a series with a win to force a split. First pitch to the lefty Strong is bomb the zone to call and strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. The 0-1 popped in the air, third base side out of play. Castillo sets and above the belt, 0-2. Poked up in the air, shallow left field. Patrick now a long run in, dives, can make the catch towards the line. As the ball continued to slice away, lost it a bit in the sun. And that puts two on with one out in the seventh inning. Well, that will be a base hit here. As Matt Ford, pitching coach, goes out to have a word. And with that break in the action, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Everybody is off and running today. Greensboro is the last team to get going at 2 o'clock. So take that back. They're the only team. As you have to start today. Reds, Pirates just threw first pitch. Luis Ortiz is on the hill today. First and second, one out for the Reds already in that first inning. And AAA Indianapolis. Indians have a 2-1 lead, looking to split the series today with a win. AA Altoona is in Richmond, closing out their series. Top one, runner on, one out. And then, of course, here in Bradenton, with the furthest game along in the seventh inning. First and second with one out. This game between Lakeland and Bradenton. It's a race to one. Peyton Graham, the minor league rehabber, in the right side. First pitch is a fastball down and away for ball one. Graham on rehab so far is 0 for 6 with a walk and two strikeouts. He's 0 for 1 today with a walk. The 1-0. Slider down and away for a ball. It's 2-0. Marauders bullpen, there's nobody throwing yet. Let's see if they opt to get someone up. 2-0. Fastball down low for ball three. It's almost similar to how Marauders got their three runners on in the top half of this inning, and so it's mirroring the same here. One more ball on the base, so loaded with one out, which is what Bradenton had in the top of the seventh inning. Could not get a run. 3-0 fastball inside, challenge being used, and it's ruled a ball. Now bases are full with one out in the seventh inning for David Smith. First challenge lost today by Bradenton. Now this has been a key category this week for Lakeland. In yesterday, and why they lost a pair of one-run games. They could not drive men in with runners in scoring position. Here's Smith, the switcher to batting left. First pitch is off the glove of Berg to the backstop. That's going to score Heald. And it's a 1-0 Lakeland lead on a pass ball. It's a tough way. And now the infield will come in on the infield grass here. Second and third, 1-0. Swinging a foul back. It's 1-1. Now this week, Lakeland is just 7 for 45, hitting with runners in scoring position. That's a 156 mark. They were just 2 for 20 yesterday in both games. The 1-1, swinging a fly ball in the center field. Polanco started in, now back. Camps under it and has it. Here comes Strong from third base. The throw is late. It's a sack fly for David Smith, making it 2-0 Lakeland. It's all about situational hitting. And Bradenton could not do that in the top of the seventh inning. Granted, they got the pass ball to help drive in a run, but either way, that's all David Smith was looking to do there was elevate a pitch. He got up in the zone, and he did. Runner at second base, two outs, two runs in here in the seventh inning. First pitch is line to right center field. Taylor over to his right, can't get there. He cuts it off, though. That score is Graham from second base, an RBI single for Jack Penny. 3-0 Lakeland. Josue Briseño, the DH, with a runner on, two outs. Lefty batter against the righty, Carlos Castillo. Deals home the pitch. Fastball on the outside, Black called strike at 91. Now Bradenton, they only have six outs to play with, and they need three runs. 0-1. Fastball check, swing down and away, it's 1-1. Briseño 1-for-3, singled in the last half inning. Ready throwing in the Marauders' pen, the 1-1. Briseño tugs it high in the air, first base side, foul ground. And it's out of play. One and two the count. Don Briseño, Castillo is looking to end things right here and limit the damage. Pitch. Down and away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Three runs in on a pass ball, sack fly, RBI single. Penny's out first. And the 2-2. Slider way outside. Cruz on deck for Lakeland. We're looking to put up an even bigger crooked number in this frame. 3-2, runner in motion, and it's down and away, ball four, we walked him. Two on. With two outs for Jose De La Cruz, the righty. 3-0, Lakeland scored all three runs in this seventh inning. First pitch, high and in, it hits him, and it bounces right back to the field of play, and now they're saying it's a hit batter. De La Cruz immediately dropped the barrel, and that looked like it almost hit off the knob of the bat. And now Jim Horner is going to come out and want a word with Gabe Vargas. And Derek Berg saying it's the same thing. They thought that hit off the back. And Jim Horner wants to know if Jeremy Rhoda saw something else. Because it wasn't ruled a hit by pitch until bat was dropped and he started flinging his hands up in the air. And now Gabe Vargas and Jeremy Rhoda will talk it over, but it's a quick meeting and they're going to get him first. So
the first baseman,
Jim Horner as well. He bought some time and now he'll go out and take the baseball from Carlos Castillo. And still having some words for Gabe Vargas as he walks out there. Well, pitching change underway as the Marauders will go to the bullpen here with three runs in, base full and two outs. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cena luna menzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Bottom seven, two outs, three runs in for Lakeland, and the bases are still full as Danny Carrion faces the ninth batter this half inning, and Andrew Jenkins places Carlos Castillo as responsible for all three men out there. First pitch to Jenkins is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Lakeland got three runs in this half inning on a sac fly, a pass ball, and a single from Jack Penny, who's at third right now. Briseño's at second, De La Cruz at first. Carrion ready, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, back pick to first, and nearly had De La Cruz. And it's 0-2 on Jenkins. He's 0 for 3 today, fly out, pop out, line out. Carrion readies and delivers the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Comes in, gets the last out here in the seventh inning, but the damage done. Lakeland scores three as we head to the eighth inning next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, 3-0 Lakeland as Iker Wiese. He fires a first pitch fastball down and in to Andrew Patrick, the righty, for ball one. Lakeland has a 3-0 lead after scoring all three runs in the last half inning. We sit here in the eighth inning currently. Righty Wiese's 1-0. Is down and away to the backstop for ball two. Our numbers on Wiese this year. He's 4-2. 2.40 ERA in 33 outings. He has 9 saves and 10 opportunities. 20 walks, 43 Ks, and 41 in the third innings. Patrick is ahead 2-0. As a right-hander, deep breath, the pitch. Fastball fouled off at home in the batter's box for a strike. Patrick's 0 for 2. He struck out swinging in the sixth, lined out to short in the third. Marauders, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Lakeland. 2-1. Patrick golfs into the air to center field. Strong started back and turns himself around and puts it away. And right center, one gone.
And catcher number 13, Derek Byrd.
One out, base is clear for Derek Byrd, the catcher. He's 0 for 2. 3-0 Lakeland on this Sunday series finale. First pitch, Berg flies into the air to right of center. Strong calls off De La Cruz in medium depth. Right center, two gone. Bradenton is down to their final 4 outs today. Again, they'll return home on Tuesday after an off day tomorrow. Take on the Tampa Tarpons in their final home series of the year. First time that the only time the Tarpons come to town. Yankees single A affiliate. Will Taylor, the top of the order, shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's a strike. 2 outs, base is clear, 3-0 Lakeland in the 8th inning. Wizzy nods, the 0-1. High with the slider, it's 1-1. Now for Lakeland, they will hit the road to take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Well, the end of the year here at home against Fort Myers. That could be a fun final week of the year. 1-1 has popped up in the air. First base side. Jenkins backpedals towards the outfield grass. In foul ground now, puts it away. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Eager Weezy. Bottom eight next year, 3-0 Lakeland. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases. But it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight, Bradenton trailing 3-0 as Danny Caron got the last out in the seventh inning for Carlos Castillo. Will pitch the entire eighth inning and would be the end of the game unless the Marauders can get 3 runs in the ninth inning. They trail 3-0. Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, first batter, takes low and in for ball one from Carrion. Oh, you get to introduce Carrion before. As a breaking ball is high, it's 2-0. Struck out Andrew Jenkins on three pitches. Ninth round pick last year out of UC Davis. 23-year-old Carrion stands in at 6'3", 205. 2-0. And that just misses narrowly on a cutter, but challenge used. It's a still a ball. So Marauders have one challenge left. They got their first four right. Now they're hoping for their last two. 3-0. Barreled in the air down the left field line towards the corner, and it's a foul ball. Carrion this year is 1-0 with a 3.48 ERA in 17 outings. 16 walks, 21 Ks, and 20 2/3 has allowed just 12 hits. Had a scoreless streak that was snapped at 9 2/3 early this week when he pitched against Lakeland. 3-1 breaking balls high for ball four, and he walks him. Lead off and on for Samuel Heal, 3-0 Lakeland. With the win, it would be a split series between these two. Righty and Heal the first pitch. He cuts and misses at a fastball down and in for strike one. Carrion gave him a run. One earned run, two runs total on a hit in an inning. 4 days ago, the 0-1. Ripped out and missed down to the dirt for a strike. That was the first earned run allowed for Carrion since July 26th, so it almost been an entire calendar month that he did not allow a earned run. Got to go back to, again, Lakeland. Now he's at home, though. His first appearance off the injured list. He's spent a couple of times on the IL this year. 0-2. Breaking ball just outside. Carrion started the year there. Activated on May the 4th. Made his season debut that night at home against Fort Myers. 1-2 is queued up the edge of the bat up the first base side and touched up by Bergfau. And plays back on the injured list on June 13th, activated on July 26th. But when Carrion's healthy, he has been really effective out of the bullpen. One and two, the count on Heal. The pitch. Line towards the hole, past the diving ledge in a left field base hit. Unlucky there is with lunging for a ball down and away, ends up poking it through the 5-6 hole. And the first 2 minutes have reached here in the eighth inning for Jackson Strong. Bradenton in the ninth inning. Yeah, they would still have the top of the order due up 2-3-4 against Iker Wiese. First pitch to lefty Strong is high for ball one. Well, we had a great conversation with Danny Carrion last week. Got to learn more about him and his recruitment to UC Davis and how really all started with football. Didn't have a baseball offer at first. That's fouled off at the plate. It's 1-1. Learned more, too, about him being an outfielder. He wasn't a pitcher only until his junior season there at UC Davis, and now it has helped him get drafted by the Pirates last year. Look to second base, 1-1, and a fastball in the outer half called strike. Avila's been a bit down for Carrion. That was at 88 miles an hour. One and two the count as the righty sets from just above the belt. Deals home the pitch. Down and away, it's 2-2. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Obviously, all scoreboard watching what's going on in Tampa between the Mussels and the Tarpons. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Second K for Carrion. One gone in the eighth inning for Peyton Graham. Now Lakeland comes in today four games out from Fort Myers in the standings. And right now, mid-7, 7-6, Tarpons lead. It's a big result. Here's Peyton Graham, the righty, who takes high on the letters for ball one. Elsewhere, Dunedin up 6-3 on Clearwater, so if Fort Myers loses today, Dunedin wins, everybody will gain a game on them, the 1-0. Down and away in the dirt for a ball, it's 2-0, and including Tampa, I talked about on the pregame show, like, you know, Tarpons, they're a little bit far out of it, but they still have a chance because they're playing Fort Myers this week. 6.5 games back coming in. If they win today, it would be 5.5 with 12 to go. It's a little bit manageable, but still asking for a lot. The two-ball pitch here from Carrion. Slider, top of the zone high, called strike. Two on. Breaking ball high and in for ball three. Well, the Marauders are 11 games out, so they're not officially eliminated yet. But with a loss today, they maybe would be 12 back. If Fort Myers wins. 2-2, check swing, and it's called strike, and it's ruled a ball.
The call of strike is overturned. The ball.
That loads him up in the eighth inning for David Smith, switch hitting left fielder, who will bat left here, and Jim Horner will come out and take the baseball from Danny Carrion as he's hit his pitch count here today. Bates is full with one out in the eighth inning. 3-0 Lake when we come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Lakeland 3, Bradenton nothing. Peyton Stumble, the new pitcher in. It's 3-0. As, well, delay here as they can't shut the music off. And now Peyton Stumble is ready to go. David Smith, the batter, with one out in the half inning. First pitch, pass below for ball one. Likely got all three runs in the seventh inning. It was a scoreless game for a while. Michael Kennedy, Rainer Castillo, both start of the day, 5 scoreless. 1-0. Swing and a foul back to the screen for a strike. And the count 1-1. Valencia at third, Heel at second base, Graham at first. Pitch is chopped to the first base side, foul. Walk, single, strikeout, walk. The four batters carrying face in this inning. And now Stumbo comes in hoping to leave them all out there. Stumbo's numbers this year, he's 3-4, 5-4-6 ERA in 34 outings. Started three games. Making his second appearance this week. 1-2. Outside for a ball. Back pick to third, and it deflects off the runner, and Valencia doesn't score, though, or move towards him. Didn't kick away that far enough. Stumble gets a new baseball. Now he wants another one. Right low on the bottom of the barrel here. Bases are loaded with one out. Stumble ready. It's the 2-2. So we're going to fly ball, hit well the opposite way to left center. Patrick chasing it, and it's over his head, a one-hopper over the wall. Two-run score, automatic double, and it's 5-0 Lakeland in the eighth inning. So with that, top of the order back around for Jack Penny. 5-0 Lakeland. Still looking for this elusive last two outs. Jack Penny, the lefty shortstop, 1-for-4 today. Drove in a run in the seventh inning with a RBI single. Infield is playing even with the bag around. Pitch to Penny. Popped up in the air. Third base side, foul ground. And it's out of play, out of the reach of Leje. Elsewhere in the Florida State League scoreboard as well. Palm Beach up 5-1 on St. Lucie, bottom seven. Daytona being shut out 6-0 at Jupiter's Park, top eight. Change up on the outside corner, called strike. It's 0-2. As Tampa heads to the eighth inning right now. It's been a wild series. They played a doubleheader yesterday, which Fort Myers split, but nearly lost both of them late. 0-2. So we got a ground ball right back to Stumbo. Looks back the runner and goes to first to get the out. Two gone. Stumbo this year been really good in here in a runner situation. Two have scored, though. Out of the three, and inherited 18 runners this year with six scoring. Josue Briseño, the lefty DH, with two outs and two men in scoring position, 5-0 Lakeland bottom eight. Opening pitch, outside for a ball. The Marauders will have in the ninth inning. It'll be Leje, Gorson, Valdez, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Righty Stumbo kicks, 1-0. Fastball low for a ball. Stumbo sets from just above the letters and brings the glove down. 2-0. In the dirt for ball three. Couple long half innings for this Marauders defense out there baking in this sun on a Sunday. Stumbo wants to run through the signs again with Berg. And gets a sign. 3-0. Taking the entire way, a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. 3-1. Flared foul, third base side out of play. Counts full 3-2 on Josue Briseño. Lakeland has scored 5 runs in the last 2 innings. 3-2. Ground ball to the right side in the hole. To his left, Gorson has it, flings it to first, and that's the 8th inning. 2 more runs score on the double from David Smith. We head to the 9th inning, last chance, 5-0 Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh, last chance for the Bradenton Marauders in the top of the 9th inning from Lakeland. They trail 5-0 now. Iker Wiese back out for his second inning. Has 2-3-4 in the Marauders order. Ethan Leje, righty batter, is 0-2 today. Steps in as Lakeland working on a shutout here this afternoon. Wiese comes set. Bright blue glove from the letters. Deals home first pitch. And a fastball on the outside corner called strike. Now, this was a scoreless game for most of the way until a 3-run seventh inning. And really the tide turned in the top of the seventh inning when the Marauders had the bases loaded, one out. 0-1 breaking ball, cracked out and missed. It's 0-2. And they could not get a run across. Next two men retired. Bottom seven, same situation. Lakeland cashes in for a handful of runs there. 3, in fact. Wild pitch, sack fly to base hit. Leje, 0-2, check swing down and away. Stays off for a ball. And then in the last half inning, it was a ground rule double from David Smith. 1-2. High chopper to third. Wide of the bag, foul. Well, Bradenton, they have been shut out this year 5 times. They were blanked last Tuesday at home against Dunedin. 1-2. Pop foul off first base side out of play. Well, last week was the first time that they had been shut out since there was a 7-inning shutout in Tampa. So it had been almost a month. Before that, got to go back to June. 1-2. Into the air, deep to the left field line, towards the corner, and it hooks out of play, foul. David Smith was chasing after it, nearly got there. A Two scores sit on deck, who's looking to extend his on-base streak to 7 games. Don't forget, stick around for the Marauders post-game show after. We'll take you back to this one, get you caught up all the scores to know around the Pirates, Oregon, in the Florida State League this afternoon. Wheezy readies, and the 1-2 again. So we're going to high chopper off the plate, third base side, and it kicks foul. That would have been a really tough play for Graham to make there at third. And so Leje putting up a good fight here to start this ninth inning. After today, though, just 12 games left. This is game number 120 this season. 1-2. Fastball down and away for a ball, and the count's even 2-2. Now Bradenton has one home series left, one road series to end the year. 2-2. Down and away for ball 3, and the count's full. Weezer tied the side in order in the 8th inning. A pair of flyouts and a pop out. 3-2. And Leje taps it right in front of home. Wheezy bobbles. Low throw to first is late, and Leje beats it out. Well, you wonder, you know, Wheezy called off Valencia, if it's easier for a catcher to make that play than a pitcher. He just took his eyes off of it. That'll be an E1. Leadoff man's on for Deuce Corson. A 5-0 ball game in the 9th inning. This still would be a safe situation for Wheezy because he came in with just a 3-run lead for Lakeland. Lefty Corson, the batter of the pitch. Change up over the heart of the play, called strike. It's nothing at 1. Wheezy Rennies, the 0-1. Swing and a miss as he lost the bat, and it hit off Gabe Vargas as it caught him on the backside. And that one's going to hurt because there's no protective gear. And it's nothing and 2 on Gorson, but the attention turns to Gabe Vargas, who pops up and still crunched over. Eric Flores, trainer for Lakeland's out to just check on him. Nods to Gorson, who gives him a pat on the back and says, "I'm good." Like I've ever seen that before either, where the bat goes flying and it hits right on the backside of the umpire, just wrapped around. Well, 1-2 on Gorson, he's 0-3 today. The pitch, oh, fastball down and in for a ball. Marauders do have one challenge left in their pocket. And trail 5 runs in the 9th inning with a runner on. 1-2. Down and in, and it hits him. Wheezy a bit uneasy here in this 9th inning. E1 on him, and then a hit batter to start. As we meet on the mound right now, as Marilyn Valdez comes to play, that's the last thing we really want to do. We kind of saw yesterday in the 7th inning of game 2 where, you know, the runners will not have the tying run at the plate in this happening unless they score a run. But yesterday we saw it where Ferry Mendez, you know, walked a man with one out and then fell behind 3-0 on Nomar Font. Ended up striking him out, but, you know, I said it, you don't want to have Jose De La Cruz come up with the as a time run of the plate, and you end up hitting a home run and make it a one-run game. But that's kind of here in the same situation where, you know, you've got some guys that can – they got some pop. They got some power in the stick. And so as Merle Valdez comes up with two on and nobody out, the pitch pops it foul behind him out of play for strike one. Right now, tying run is still in the dugout. First and second, nobody out in the ninth inning. 5-0 deficit for Bradenton. The 0-1 is down and away for a ball. And that's the other thing is you don't want to not throw his strikes as Wheezy is doing here as he's fallen behind the first few. Count 1-1. The pitch. Down and away with a slider. It's 2-1. If I'm Wheezy here, just start throwing fastballs over the heart of the plate. Two one. Chopper foul, third base side. There is one at 95. Counts even 1-2. Valdez singled his last trip up in the seventh inning. He's 1-for-3 this afternoon. Thing too for Reese, that was a long bomb in the eighth inning and just coming out a little bit cold here. He's looking for the final three outs of this one to force a split with Bradenton. 2-2 the count on Valdez. The offering. Swing and a miss. He lunges at a breaking ball down and away. That was out of the zone. First strikeout for Weezy. First out in the ninth inning. Number two on. Here's Shalene Polanco. I think that might have given him a bit of confidence now. It's Polanco, the lefty, against the righty Weezy. Pitch. High and in for a ball with a fastball. It's 1-0. Shalene has reached base twice today to extend his on-base streak. He singled in the fifth, walked in the seventh inning. Now a 9-game streak. The pitch fouled straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. Is now a righty throwing in Lakeland's bullpen. Not throwing for the mound yet, but getting hot pretty quickly. Wheezy up to almost 30 pitches. The 1-1. Fouled back to the screen again. It's 1-2. Rodgers, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors. 5 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for Lakeland this afternoon. And the 1-2 to Polanco. Lash the opposite way, slicing down the line of fair ball. Around third is Leje. He's going to score on a single from Shalene Polanco. And it's a 5-1. Now Lakeland lead. As they cut into the deficit. And they avoid the shutout. Axel Plaza, the righty batter. A 2-on and 1 out. First pitch in the dirt for ball 1. Now this is where, okay, the run is in. If Plaza gets on, the tying run will come to plate in Javier Rivas. Weezy's 1-0. Fastball zips high for ball 2. And this is Breezy. He's lost it in this half inning now. He's 32 pitches, still 20 strikes thrown, but we Giants fall behind everybody, and it's put them in really a hole. 2-0. But away for ball three, and so we may be getting that chance here with Rivas as a tying run in a 5-1 ball game. Who would have thought? Lines 0 for 3 today. 3-0. Over the heart of the plate, called strike. Steven throws that slider once again. 3-1. Fouled off at home as it catches Valencia. Count 3-2 on Axio Plies as Weezy has come back in the count. Three and two with two on, one out the pitch. Line back up the middle, off the glove of Heel in the center field. Around third is Gorson. He's going to score in standing. It's an RBI single for Axio Plaz. And it's all of a sudden a three-run ball game, tying run of the plate. As Andrew Graham will come out, take the baseball from Weezy, and new pitcher coming in for Lake. We come back here in the ninth inning on the Marauders broadcast network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning, two runs in for Bradenton as they trail 5-2. Cam Brown, the new arm in, replaces Iker Weezy as things have not been easy in this ninth inning. It was an error hit batter before a strikeout. Back-to-back singles have driven a pair of runs, and now Rivas comes to the plate as a tying run, and Brown is a new arm in. First and second, just one out. Rivas is 0-3 today, faces the righty Brown. Pitch. Chopper right back to the mound. Brown to second for one. Turn to first, and that's the ball game. Cam Brown comes in, throws just one pitch, and ends the ball game. Just like that, a 1-6-3 game-ending double play. But in the ninth inning, they get two runs on a pair of hits and error, with one man being left on base. Marauders fall on this Sunday by a score of 5-2, and they split the series with Lakeland. And we'll head back home on Tuesday to take on the Tampa Tarpons. But stick around, post-game show next year from Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule.
Hinton falls in this series finale by a score of 5-2. Before we walk you back to this one, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard first. Well, Lakeland with the win, they gained half a game as of right now, so 3.5 back from Fort Myers, who is now deadlocked at 7 in the top of the ninth inning. Muscles got a run in the eighth to tie things up there. They're in the ninth right now again. First and second, nobody out for Fort Myers, so that would be a good one to flip on if you're looking for some more Florida State League baseball. Elsewhere, Palm Beach up 5-1 on St. Louis, top nine with two outs. Clearwater trailing 7-3 in the seventh at home. They have two on with nobody out, though. And then the one final game so far, Jupiter shuts out Daytona 6-0 at home. Again, against the Tortugas. In the Pittsburgh Pirates sword, big league club, the Buccos are up 2-0, top of the fourth inning, looking for, I believe it would be a series win for them. They wrap up their series with the Reds, as they have taken two of the first three so far. This is the fourth game, so looking for that win here today. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, Triple A Indianapolis is behind 5-2, heading the seventh inning in Columbus. Altoona behind 2-1 on the road in Richmond, bottom four. And then High Greensboro tied at 1, bottom two, against the Asheville Taurus. We come back here on the postgame show. We'll take you back to this one this afternoon. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton falls on this Sunday series finale by a score of 5-2. Thomas and Zarell again to walk you back to this one, get you set for Tuesday as well. As well, today was a pitcher's duel early, and then it turned into a normal game after that. And what it felt like, Michael Kennedy, Rander Castillo went toe-to-toe. Five scoreless innings each from both of the today's starters. And really, we've just got to fast forward to the last three innings because that's where all the action was. Top seven, Bradenton facing off against Carlos Lucurica. And he had ended up hitting a batter, allowing a single, and walking one with one out, bases full. Marauders could not crack open a chance with a run, pop-out, fly-out to end that half inning. And then bottom seven, pretty much the same situation for Carlos Castillo. A walk, fielder's choice, single walk, load him up with one out, and then a pass ball scores the first run, sack fly from David Smith, the other, and then Jack Penny. It was all in the span of a couple of, about five pitches or so, where that all happened, and ended up being a 3-0 Lakeland lead in the blink of an eye. In the eighth inning, they got two more on a David Smith, two RBI ground rule double to left center field, and then things got really interesting in the ninth inning, 5-0 Marauders trailing their. Just hoping to avoid the shutout. E1 has started, then a hit batter to put two on. Strikeout to Valdez for the first out. Then Polanco in Axial Plaza, back-to-back RBI singles. They bring the tying run to the plate. Iker Wiese, who was really good in the eighth inning, ends up getting pushed out in the ninth inning. Cam Brown comes in, throws one pitch, and Rivas chops it right back to the mound. Game-ending double play just like that to end the ball game. Marauders, two runs, five hits, no errors, five left on base. Lakeland, five runs on seven hits, one error, nine men left on base. Lakerica is the winner, improves to 3-1. Carlos Castillo, loser, falls to 0-2. Cam Brown picks up the save, his sixth of the season. Game time, 2 hours and 23 minutes, seen by 4:46 on this Sunday afternoon in Lakeland. Well, with the loss, Bradenton, they can't win back-to-back road series. They still have just one road series win of the year, came in their previous road trip in St. Lucie. They fall to 51-69, 22-32 overall, and in the second half. Lakeland improves to 71-46, 29-23 in the second half of the season. Bradenton begins their final homestand on Tuesday off to tomorrow. They're at home against the Tampa Tarpons, seeing the Yankees high A or single A affiliate, excuse me, for the first time at Leacom Park this season. They've been there twice. First pitch at 6:30, 6:10 pregame right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network on Tuesday. But until then, Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Lakeland for the final time in 2024. Lakeland wins to split the series 5-2 on this Sunday. We'll talk to you back in Bradenton on Tuesday. But until then, have a great rest of your Sunday and your Monday.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.